I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Four American Navy ships full of relief supplies are leaving the Burmese coast. They were never given permission to help cyclone survivors. Outside relief is trickling in, putting pressure on national Christians to help. While relief supplies are needed desperately, World Bible Translation Center's John Anderson says Burmese Christians are asking for God's word.
We have had a request for as many as 500,000 from Christians inside of Myanmar. Right now we're committed to 50,000, but as God provides more opportunity, we will put more text there.
$100 places 50 New Testaments. Next, a missionary with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism, Scott Staub, says they're preparing their 9 church plants now to face the stunning predictions that the city's population could double, even triple, in the next 5 years.
These people are going to need housing, and these people are going to need to be evangelized as they move from various parts of Romania. So our goal is to teach and train the local churches in how to do house churches and apartments and small groups.
Learn more about this budding ministry at our website. And Christians in Sri Lanka are facing rising persecution. A pastor and his assistant were abducted on May 31st, and 2 other men have also been abducted recently, says the World Evangelical Alliance. The abduction was reported to police, who say they're investigating the matter. The situation in Sri Lanka is politically unstable and hostile to Christians. Pray for the release of these Christians and strength for the church in the midst of persecution. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering a free copy of Thirsty, a DVD and personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. It's Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope that will help you understand how you too can be revived. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.